Okay. I've got some dad jokes I want to test out with you.
Oh, okay.
Here's the first one. Sure, I drink brake fluid, but I can stop anytime. No? Okay.
She's reading off of her phone.
Here's another one. A friend of mine got kidnapped by a group of mimes. You know what they did?
What'd they do?
Unspeakable things to him.
Shut your face.
Get me out.
Welcome to Intermission, a show about anything and everything band related, proving that band is fun. My name's Kim Shuttlesworth.
And I'm Riaz Muhammad. In today's episode of July Jumpstart, we'll talk about getting Coppell Band back up and running for the new school year, sort of.
Okay, it's going now. He thought it was on, and he was like telling me.
I did not think it was on.
No?
No, I just started talking. I should get rid of it.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, welcome back.
Kind of welcome back.
It's not a hard launch.
No, this is
season three.
Well, did we even end season two?
Not really.
So this is our exit, departure, and arrival scene because we said for the last month of school,
We
need to podcast. But then things would just happen, you know, and so we didn't. But welcome back. I feel it's only appropriate to start this because it's July.
Yeah, what's the date? July 16th.
July 16th. And many people have already started marching band across the country, and some here in Texas, but not us.
Listen, if you have already started on July 15th,
Lord or love you.
Starting this week of July 16th, go, Glenn Coco, because I, no ma'am/sir.
I just think that the last date, if we make it, is November 13th, and that just seems a really long way away.
It's going to be a really long semester.
Yeah, it will be, especially because there's a lot happening here, and it might be a good topic to talk about logistics during construction.
And really, just jump-starting your fall semester.
Right, I think so. We wanted to hop on here. We have no lesson plan whatsoever. Even though we're about to talk about lesson planning.
Well, yeah, because we're in the middle of it right now.
We are technically planning right now, and I thought to myself, we haven't podcasted in a while.
And good opportunity.
Let's just do it.
Yeah.
So we came in today to work through some logistical things that everyone in our program needs to know, but also trying to get the staff and ourselves on the same page as we jumpstart this season in a couple of weeks. So before we get to that, let's talk about what we've been doing because I got it.
First try. I was trying to figure out what is the applause button because I was going to press it, but I'm glad you got it on the
what
first
What were you going to applause? Because I'm applausing for you.
Because your boy got married.
Yes, your boy got.
Hold on.
There it is. He got married. And let me tell you, it was a great wedding.
It was so much fun.
It was so.
It was not that hot.
Riaz.
At the end of the night.
How would you know if it was hot or not?
At the end of the night, were you paying attention to
No, I wasn't actually.
Weather?
I wasn't. No.
Yeah, so we got married June 1st.
Oh my gosh, why'd you?
Shut your face. We got married on June 1st, downtown Austin. The ceremony itself was outside. And when we first showed up to the venue, we panicked. Because it was so stinking hot. But, you know, thankfully, as the sun started to go down behind some of the buildings, it definitely started to cool off. But it was a ton of fun. I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad that people showed up. But it was just nice to have everyone we know, or mostly everyone we know, in one space, enjoying each other's time and company and stuff. But... yeah, it was great. And after that, we decided to go on our honeymoon to Cancun for about a week. And that was good there. Well, not good. It was a lot of fun. It was pretty stupid. But yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you how this, tell me how the Cancun Stupid thing good. Came about. We were in the car headed to a senior grad party. And he goes, oh, by the way, I am going to take a honeymoon now.
Yeah. We literally booked it the week before. If that far out, it just happened beyond a whim. And listen, hold on. Don't sleep on Costco travel. If you are a Costco.
Oh, did you
member.
Go through Costco?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
actually, when I was in California, this came up as a dinner
yeah.
conversation of Costco travel is great.
It's super affordable. We did an all-inclusive resort for pretty cheap, which included like transportation to and from the hotel with like all food, drinks, whatever you need. It was there. And funny enough, I wasn't even thinking about Coppell. And I get to the terminal at the Cancun airport, and some girl keeps staring me down. I was
yeah.
like, oh, this little girl, she's going to learn today. And she walks up, brave of her, and goes, are you a band director? And I just froze. I was like, depends on who's asking. But I eventually told her yes. And there were a bunch of graduated Coppell seniors on their senior trip. So when we sat on the airplane, we were just surrounded by Coppell kids, which was pretty funny. But yeah.
So they recognized you from school.
Yep. And one of our sophomore's brother was on that trip and texted his sister about it. So everybody knew I was in Cancun, I guess.
That's
when I
funny.
Wanted no people to know.
to know where you yeah. were. Listen, I learned as I was traveling because it was hot. That I need to buy real shirts that don't say Coppell on it because you get noticed
yep.
all throughout things.
Oh, during the summer, I take my car tag, whatever, down. I don't know.
I didn't tell you this, or maybe I did tell you this when I flew up to Chicago a couple weeks ago about parking. Did mm-hmm. I tell you about the parking?
No.
So I did not think about the fact that it was 4th of July weekend
mm-hmm.
and that where my flight was leaving early on the 5th, I didn't do the math that people from the 4th wouldn't be there by then to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through two parking garages, even though they said there were spaces in the parking garage. I went through two parking garages trying to find a space.
You got suckered.
And there was nothing. Mm. So I'm getting closer and closer to my boarding time. Luckily, I'm in the A class. But I was just like...
Rich.
No. 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 Yeah. And I was like, okay, maybe. Let me figure this out. And so I had no choice. And then I couldn't figure out how to get into Lot C. I kept missing it. And
this is at Love Field?
This is at Love Field. And I thought that I finally found it, but you know where I ended up? Valet.
Because you ran out of time.
Because I ran out of time. But no, I thought I was going to Lot C, and I took a valet lane entrance, and then I couldn't find my way out. So I was like, okay.
You got got.
I did. And I was like, what's the rate here? He's like, 28 a day. And I was like,
I
don't have much of a choice because my flight leaves in 30 minutes.
Charge
so I've got to go. I just zip through security. But yeah, I was like, doing the math, I was like, okay. So when I got home, because it was like day plus hours
yeah.
or whatever, I was like running.
To get your car.
And it's like, don't ask for your car until you get to the exit the security section, right? And I
You're
was like,
nope, I'm not
nope.
paying for another
and
hour.
I started. I'm talking. They probably were like, what is wrong with her as she's zooming with her suitcase? And I like nearly took out this lady with a rocker and I was like, or a stroller. Oh. I didn't mean to, but I was just like, you can't go from left to right. You got to pick a side. You know,
somebody.
Even yesterday when I got in from California, I was like, why are there so many people here right now? And then I forget that, you know, people don't work like we do sometimes.
Yeah.
And the airport was filled, but there was nobody. The Long Beach airport is basically outside. That was the most unique thing for me.
Mm.
And I saw a bunch of olive trees. I was in California.
Listen, airport people are fascinating to look at,
right?
And observe.
The guy, I didn't tell you this either. The guy sitting.
Why are we whispering?
Oh, sorry. Because I put myself back in the moment where I really wanted to tell you, but he took his shoes off. And it was his bare feet.
Nope. Cut it off. Start again.
And I was like, blip, 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 blip. I just.
One more time.
Blip, 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 blip. I couldn't. I was like, no.
Ew. Yes.
And his son was eating Bugle chips, so it smelled like a cornfield all day.
Because of his feet and the chips.
And then this precious little baby did not like the flight. And it was a 3-hour flight. Mm. And I was just like putting my earbuds in and just watching my TV, trying to not think about it.
A couple weeks ago, I don't know, I'm reviewing my flight history. A couple weeks ago, we came back from Denver. If you've never been to Colorado, go.
That was last week, by the way.
I miss it. But that was when Beryl was coming through Houston and we...
Say it again?
Beryl?
Is that how you say it?
How do you say it?
Beryl?
What did I say?
Beryl?
Beryl?
Okay.
You're the one from East Texas.
Listen, I was with people from Boston this weekend, and I started catching on. I got some good catchphrases now. You just asked.
But anyway, the rain, our plane was coming from DFW to Colorado Springs to get us, essentially, and then bring us back. But because of the mess that was the rain,
right,
our flight got delayed 2.5 hours.
I know. I was supposed to pick you up. I was supposed to be your personal Uber.
Yes.
But then I fell asleep.
It's okay.
Okay.
I don't blame you. But yeah, it's July 16th, and now we're here trying to figure out our stuff.
Yes. Do you want me to talk in my Boston accent? This is what...
I can't wait for you to put this on display.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What things that I learned is you can park over there.
That was good.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I want to eat on the water.
What is it? Park your car at the harbor... Harbor.
Park your car at the harbor. Yes.
Harbor yard.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Does that mean yes?
Yeah. But just so many different things, because I spent so much time with them on the road as we were traveling. And I said, I'm going to pick this up and I'm going to take this back to Texas. And she says, well, you know what we say when people say you've got an accent? And I said, what do they say? She says, we don't have an accent. We wait here first.
Oh, my God.
That's what she says.
God. Okay. How about we talk about what's going on here?
Madness.
Yeah.
Even though I've worked almost every day, I feel like I've done nothing.
I've only worked a handful of days, and I don't feel I've gotten anything done.
I was very protective. Protective? No. I mean, I am very protective of my people, but I was very productive right before I left for California and trying to get spaces. So let's tell you what's going on around here in Coppell.
We are under construction.
It's a wonderful
thing. Great problem
thing.
To have. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It we're is, not complaining.
But.
We're complaining.
We're complaining. We're not complaining. We're just put in a little bit of a logistical thing, and I know a lot of people probably do this too. So if you have any advice for us.
Please.
Raleigh or so
here.
Typically, let's talk about what we typically do in the summer. So we normally have at our disposal when we first start camp, we have our band practice field. We have a baseball field that's not used anymore. Mm-hmm. We have a stadium and turf field that we can use at certain points. And we have a couple of parking lots.
Splish splashes of parking lots here.
That we can do things with. And so we're used to being able to because we have two marching bands. I know everyone was like, what, on the road. But anyhow, yes, we know we're fortunate. But because of that, there are times when we have to split off, mm-hmm. right? And we would use one of those spaces. Let's talk about the morning start. So this is our morning logistical issues because we don't have the stadium because in our bond, which is great, we are getting a new turf field.
Turf and track, yeah.
Turf and track. And I've learned a lot about asphalt and how long it has to cure.
Yeah.
And if it rains, when it helps it. But if it rains when the track is being laid, then you have to wait for it to cure again. And the average curing process is up to 21 days, between 14 and 21 days. Well, obviously, we had rain at the front of the summer, so they could not
start the clock.
Well, they couldn't break it up. Yeah, they couldn't start the clock. They finally got it started a week ago because everything had finally dried out to where they could do it. Then when they went to dig the asphalt up, they realized that it was not done well previously. And so they had to go back to the drawing board and then remove everything that was there and start the whole process over again. This is from the last time they did the remodel, not what they are currently doing. With all that being said, the goal was to have everything finished by the start of marching band, which would be July 29th, which was on the board. I saw it with my own two eyes, so I'm very thankful for our athletic director that was thinking about us. And then when I went to have a meeting with him, he says, I don't have good news. It may not be ready till August 29th.
Which is one day before our first game.
Basically, yes. And so I looked outside and everything was torn up. There wasn't.
Yeah. Well, when we first came
earlier this summer.
Yeah, we drove back there and nothing existed.
Yeah, it was all dirt.
It was torn. Yeah.
It was torn. But I will say this, something that is good that I hope that when I know this is an athletic thing, but band directors, this is a great cause of getting in the conversation. We're having this new turf layer that is eco-friendly, but also temperature controlled. And so the turf will never get hotter than 90 degrees now, no matter how hot it is outside.
Science is wild.
It is.
Yeah.
So the black pebbles that we're used to seeing are what heats it up to make it so hot. Those won't be the pebbles that are in this turf now. It'll be a different type of pebble that they lay down, a different surface level. But the sideline can be 140, you know?
Yeah, it's just a field that's up.
Like, to give you an instance of turf, if you guys don't ever track that in terms of temperature, where I was in California judging this past week, so the temperature on the atmospheric temperature was 83 degrees. But the turf temperature was 122.
Hot.
It was hot.
And the floor is lava.
Yeah. And so that just kind of gives you a range of like really how hot our kids have been. And that's turf. You take asphalt and you're going to add, I look at Las Vegas. It's 115, but the asphalt itself is like 160.
Wearing Vipers.
Right. It's going to tear their feet up. So apparently, I think it was the Blue Devils bus. The staff bus.
Oh, I've heard about this.
That it was too hot and a tire busted.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyhow, it's hot out there, guys. So we don't have the stadium. Nonetheless, we don't have the stadium.
Warming.
And because we are getting a new band facility, we don't have that baseball field. Why? Mm-hmm. Because that is where the new band facility is. And then behind the tennis courts there's this large section of parking that we would use to have pullouts. Well, we can't do that because that is where construction is housing stuff because they know that we need the band field.
And the tennis courts are adjacent to our band rehearsal facility.
And those are
being
redone.
And the stadium and the tennis courts itself
are being under construction.
Is under construction. So that's all torn up.
So we don't have any. The outdoor space that we will have is a band field. Which I know a lot of people are like, that's all I've got, or that you're lucky to have that. And yes, we are very fortunate to have our own dedicated space.
But on the other side of that coin, we're talking sheer numbers of upwards of 400 kids, like north of 400. Just it's a little bit of a logistical issue to just try and figure out. So
what it came down to is education to me is like, how can we educate students? And this goes for other people too. When you're dealing with logistics, is it may be uncomfortable to do this because it's going to stretch our staff immensely, but to be able to give the students the experience and educational value that they need time at their own paces. And you can't get mad if the JV group can't keep up with the varsity group and we only have this one field and we're constantly paying attention to the JV when we're not you know,
that's the reason why they're in JV.
They're not going. Yeah, they need more time.
Yeah.
Right. And so anyhow, what we've done is, and our color guard is obviously large, and they normally took up some of the field and that far back side, and they just can't, nor are gyms available. So they're going to a middle school north.
Yeah.
And they're just going to be housed there for the first week of camp. And the the JV group is going to go to CHS 9, where most of them are going to go to school anyway. But we secured turf fields for JV and guard. We'll just be the ones on the band field.
That's fine. We're chalking dots anyway.
Yeah. And so that's the first week. Now let's get into the afternoon block. Well, we only need large spaces for the most part when we split up, but because we are limited because of schedule pickup, because of pictures, because of new teacher orientation, all these different things. So we and having other people that also need large spaces, we can't just try to bulldoze everyone. We need to be collaborative. So we had to give up some space to gain some space. So in that event, it was just best that we separate again and keep everyone at their own campus. So we're basically running three summer band camps in three locations.
Yep.
And so that means...
On a limited staff.
On a limited staff, because people like... Coppell has a ton of staff members. Yes, but no. So teaching the varsity marching band will be myself. And assisted by Riaz.
Yes.
In the afternoon.
But anything you need.
Yes, thanks.
I got you.
Thank you. Because our staff's in DCI, a lot of the help, everyone's featuring this. So it's just us because we have a JV band. So then the other two assistants that teach the JV band, they'll be with CHS9.
Yeah.
And the color guard will be gone. And the percussion will be gone with their percussion director. So we are really in a lot of...
A pickle.
Yeah. A lot of different spaces, trying to logistically figure that out and then be able to communicate that with our families.
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
Yeah.
So.
So it's July 16th.
And that's what we're doing.
And that's where we are.
Now that we know where spaces are, now it is, okay, educationally, what do we need to do when? And it's also after the availability of people that are in town. You know, how do we schedule our master classes? How do we schedule dance blocks and choreo blocks and things like that around other things? So this schedule will look completely different than what
any of us are used to.
Yeah, really. I haven't done anything like this before, but I think this is a great opportunity for us to explore how we approach logistics, but also how we approach how we want to build in the summer.
This kind of takes me back to Bowie a little bit whenever we lost our band hall, well, the whole fine arts area to go under construction. And I mean, at the end of the day, we made it work, but it was a logistical nightmare. If anything, you just had to be flexible because anything and everything changed at the drop of a hat.
What matters most is that the kids get the education that they need.
And we're not wasting their time.
Like, right.
They're technically still on their summer, but they quote unquote have to be here. So might as well make use of the time that we have with them.
Right. The other aspect of this is in terms of scheduling, and I know a lot of people are dealing with this, is the wet bulb and how we've had to adjust. I've heard people will be marching until midnight and then they don't, you know, they just have it really late at night.
No.
You know, but that's, I mean, that works. Some football teams are, some people are talking about doing that because that's the final time where it's cool that you can get some work in. You're just upside down on your days for a while. So we typically do, like, the first week is typically just 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Of a schedule for us. And then the next week would have been...
Full tilt,
like 7 to 4, then a break, and then 6 to... Because typically camp was 3 weeks, and now it's only about two weeks. It was, you know, you would do another night block.
Yeah, we'd have a morning block, like almost a 2-hour lunch break, midday block inside.
Two-hour, and then go again.
Outside, yeah.
But we can't do that with the wet bulb. So, and then the last week would have been master class because we've been in PD. We just had master classes during the day. Going outside. So what we've had to do because of wet bulb, and we've been tracking it a lot, is everyone had to make those adjustments last year because it came so quickly on the fly. So people didn't know a lot to do. Well, we've been tracking it here. And here's a question I asked our people, and if someone knows this answer, the science of this, I would like to know, because I don't know it just quite yet. But here's my question. Because we're under so much construction and asphalt and concrete are being built constantly around us, does it mess with the wet bulb parameter because of the heat that comes from those things?
I mean, I think that's a fair question, especially where ours is situated, right, sort of inside the stadium that's under construction.
That has asphalt in it right now. So that's what I've been really curious about. Because like yesterday, I don't know if you got it, but at 1 o'clock,
it went off.
I was almost 93. Yeah. Well, it went off before then, but it was almost 93%, which you can't, obviously you can't do anything. Yeah. You can't even be outside. So just trying to understand, following the guidelines that are asked of us to do, but then also making it educational.
Yep.
So currently, we changed our schedule where during in-service, because school starts so early now, during in-service, we will have a morning block for the varsity from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then our in-service starts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's every day.
And this is the second week of our camp.
Yes, this is just starting the second. So we only get 5 days of camp now, and then we go into these weird blocks. 7 to 9 in the morning will be us. And then from there, we'll have night blocks currently that are going 5:30 to 9:30. I'm still not sure about this timeline yet. This is what Riaz and I are going to discuss after this. So right now, they're going to go into master classes for an hour and a half. So 5:30 to 7, they're going to be in master classes on concert instruments.
Region band,
introductions.
Fundamentals,
right, for an hour and a half each day. And then I was hoping it will still be 7 o'clock.
If I can remember last year, 7 o'clock was the better time for us, but
it was sometimes 8.
Yeah. It was hit or miss.
Yeah.
6 was a definite.
It never
no-go.
Happened at 6.
Yeah.
Never happened at 6.
But as we got closer to 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, that's where we saw more flexibility in the weather.
So, especially concerning our staff, if our staffing can't be there to do like dance and choreo block, then if it's warm enough, if it's nice, do we just take an hour out and concentrate on drill so they go home an hour earlier so they have longer to sleep?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the discussion we're debating right now with ourselves and our schedule is, do we really need to go to 9:30? Because that, you know.
Because, I mean, that puts that's less than 12 hours of turnaround for them to come back the next
day. I know they would put up with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I want them to.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that's fair considering they just did a 2-hour block in the morning. So that's where my brain is on the varsity. And we've got to think through the JV side of it.
I like how we're talking through this right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's a work session, guys. This is how our brains work about what we're, you know, this is honestly how Riaz and I work together. But so we're dealing with a lot of logistics. I don't know how you guys are handling it.
If you have ideas, shoot them our way.
We are pushing back our start times once school starts of rehearsal because we can't rehearse in the mornings because of space. We're pushing it back to for the month of August and September. It's 6:30 to 8:30.
Yeah.
Or 6 to 8:30. So that's our schedule. We don't like that time, but it does give the students time to go to tutoring.
Eat if they want to.
Go to dinner.
Yeah,
you know,
socialize,
do what they
run
need to.
Home.
Yeah, take a little rest. So it does give them that time to get some homework done, and then we'll send them away. And then we'll go back to regular schedule once that wet bulb starts to come down.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing right now. That's our consistency. It's just, I'm really stressed about it. I know it will be fine.
We're not used to it because there's too many variables and moving parts for July 16th. Because normally it's like business as usual.
Right. And this is just the time. So any of you guys going through construction right now, we feel you.
I feel like a lot of people are.
There are. And it's great because it's all those, that means those bonds went through and everyone was voting for them. And so it's a great problem to have, but I try to remind myself of that, that it's a wonderful problem to have and long-term I just need goals. To work through it.
Long-term goals. Goals. What? Long-term goals. Enunciate.
Long-term goals. No, that didn't make sense either.
No, East Texas.
Yeah, I know.
Goals.
Goals. It's true.
Yeah.
But so what are you excited for about? I know that we're logistically we're in the weeds right now, but what are you most excited for this season?
Oh. There's a long pause here, but the answer is not nothing. Because, I mean, right now, I'm just excited. Right now, I'm excited to get started because that means the logistical nightmare would be over and the kids would be back. And it's like sort of putting myself into a normal schedule.
Right.
But really, my favorite part is, as much as it sucks, it's October because that's
But our October is now November.
Well, yeah. God, we have, hold on, I have the calendar in front of me. And this is crazy because we have 3 open weekends in October.
You're welcome.
When has that ever happened for you?
You're welcome.
Thanks. When has that ever happened?
First year, Glenn.
That doesn't, baby band does not count.
Listen, it was there. It's also because I didn't have football games on Fridays either.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is this?
Other than, well, you just assaulted me with a little duck.
I've been finding ducks everywhere. I was in the airport. I opened my bag. A duck was looking right at me. I was like, oh my gosh.
For those of you that have not listened to the episode, there are about 198 ducks in her office.
How many are in yours?
2. Oh, my office? Oh, I don't know. What did you order on Amazon?
200.
Oh. 199. One's in my car. I'm pretty sure kids have taken some.
I mean, one's super glued. It's not going anywhere. But... anyhow, yeah, you're excited about October.
Yeah, because, well, I guess November, because that's when we start going out and we get to see our other friends for the first time since summer.
I know.
Hey, how are you? And everyone's burnt and tired and we're all in the same boat together.
It's true. I do love the camaraderie of marching contest, you know, and just watching our kids interact a lot more, I think is good. But I'm looking forward to doing this show.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be...
I have no idea if we've talked about our show or not.
Me and you? Not really. On here?
On here.
No.
No, not at all.
No. You want to talk about it?
Sure, let's talk.
Okay. So for the fall,
this is an inside...
No, it's not. We've already published it.
That's right.
Our fall show is called Organic, and is
based, organ.
I was getting there. Based off of organ, as in pipes, not intestines.
Boom, 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 boom.
Or hearts. Yes.
Why did you go to intestines first? Are you feeling okay?
Organs.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I used the word intestines as a broad term. But I realize organ is the broad term. I'm going to stop talking. Your turn.
Name an organ. Intestines.
Send help. I made an A in biology. And I had to take a science course in college, so I took it again. Heart. Skin.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Gallbladder.
Is that never mind. Where were we? So
you're telling about the show.
Yeah. So we'll include Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony. Mm-hmm. And a couple newer tunes. I can't remember where we landed.
Toccata and Funk.
Funk, yeah.
Which is what? From the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's in the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, 10 years old. Yeah. Are we playing it?
Yes, it's the same version.
No way.
Yes. He's looking. It's like he doesn't trust me.
I mean, sometimes you say backwards things too. So you should ask if I can play spell Takata.
Anyhow, yes, it's a play on Takata in Fugue, but it has a funk version, which has the electrical organ feature.
I think you're lying.
Let me hear it.
I may have to lie.
Let me hear it.
Upwork.com/hire now. This? No.
Please hold.
We don't even know what we're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
D minor. The Phantom of Your Dreams on vinyl. We're just wasting time here.
No, we're not. Here okay. It is. What does it say right there? Read it to me.
There's no way.
Read it to me. Read what it says to the crowd.
Stop yelling. To the crowd. There's nobody here.
What does it say?
It says Walter Murphy, Phantom of the Opera, but there's no. This, no. Ain't no way.
I was right.
It's a...
Okay, moving on. So that piece. What else are we doing? As we gather at the river. Shall we gather at the river?
Ballad.
And then a Jacob Collier piece called All I Need, which there'll be a special thing. We'll unwrap that later. And then we end again with a Saint song. But just the mood setting is cool. So we're excited about it.
You'll see lots of organ things. Like pipes, flags, costumes.
And the organic side of it, you'll see that as well.
Yeah.
So we're excited about it for sure.
That's the show. I think it's really unique. Matthew did a bang up job with this one as well.
Matthew, move back, please.
We miss him. He's not coming back. There's no way. But we miss you.
It's true. And he doesn't even listen to our podcast because he doesn't support us.
He's too good for it.
Exactly.
Because he's a
Oh, but he did agree to go on it.
Yeah, but.
To talk about design.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So, well, listen, we've obviously talked about nothing. But something.
That was a plan coming in.
So we're so back to basics.
Yeah.
Of what we do.
Yep.
Anyhow, we hope that you have a great, we hope you've had a great summer so far. Mm-hmm. Those of you that are still in the summer.
Good for you.
Yes. Those of you that are starting marching band, bless you. And to all of us that are kickstarting here, we hope to have another episode during summer band. Maybe it'll be after we come in from the heat and we'll discuss the wet bulb. But
yeah, if we ever have to come inside, we'll come in and do an episode.
Yeah, we'll do an episode. But we look forward to it. Congrats on everyone having the finale of the last season, which is now.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just said that.
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you have a great rest of your summer. And if you're starting, good luck. And we'll see you guys next time.
I think I just need a nap.